But with distributed generation, we create a new abundance in aligning our lives with truth. Power knows this, by the way, that we are the source of all abundance, sees that the only way to restore the earth is to feed our energy back into it, just as they finessed the guileless in Detroit to attempt to cleanse vacant lots of contamination. But for Power, the risk of our reconnection to Earth is immense, and it knows this too. So it's determined to get in front and stay in front of this reconnection with Earth. And by get in front, I mean be the one who gives us our marching orders. Here, you go dig up that plot. As opposed to, we are going to take our lives back. We are going to converge on this public land and make that communal in perpetuity and start building self-sufficient villages. I don't care if they're earthships or whatever, as long as they are a self-contained, energy-neutral structure, they are part of our future. And they release us from captivity, because if that's a home that can feed us, literally, because you can grow food in it. And we'll talk more. We've talked about it in the past, but this abundance is something we have to see to believe. Not just the abundance of the earth, but of each other. We got to start seeing that, because it's right there around us. We just give Power the credit. What we want, what we've always wanted, is to explore our earth without fear, to walk its roads and know that anywhere we stop, we'll find a welcome, because we are each one as stars to the other. And with a ready pace, we embrace our sisters and brothers. And in future shows, we'll be talking about the connection between leadership and cross-fertilization, how the confluence of diverse perspectives helps to stimulate leadership.